Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I see.
So before it was you had to have HOV 3 or 2, whatever the heck it is during rush hour.
Yeah.
But now you're allowed to because all you have to do is pay money.
So the easy pass that you buy for the Beltway now is going to work to let you travel
in a lane on
66.
Yes.
Got you. Is this going to help with traffic or what is this going to mean?
Here's what I do know. Time. We never have enough, do we? I know that. That's the only thing I could tell you officially.
Okay.
My guess is it doesn't help, and 66 continues to be the devil's yambag. That's my humble prediction.
Not as bad as 95 South on the way down to Fredericksburg still, but close.
Mm. I'll take the old two lanes that needs to be seven lanes over anything else that's bad. I understand what everyone else says, like 95 South is bad. You run into problems.
It's worse.
Leaving the District of Columbia, the capital of the United States, and heading west on 66, you need seven lanes of traffic, and it's two. It's unadulterated blankery at all times.
It's bad.
And I hate it.
It is weird when you leave this area for a little while and you experience what it's like to actually be able to commute places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only in those moments that you say, why do I live where I live?
What?
Because this is home for me, and I don't want to go anywhere.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't want to get a job elsewhere. I was hanging out in L.A., and everyone's like, wouldn't it be so cool to work out in L.A.? And
no.
Like, no, not LA really.
L.A. stinks.
I would love to live in D.C. my entire life. But then you go somewhere else for just a little while, and it's so different. And you think, I don't need to be in traffic all the time. It doesn't need to be a major ordeal to go get a grocery.
There's some grass is greener thing. That happens all the time. Like, you go someplace, and it's lovely during some kind of time of year on a vacation. You're like, why don't I live here? What am I going to do for work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you live? Like, where's the grocery store? You can't just eat out every night. But people go on vacation, they romanticize it.
Do you want me to give you some good news that's going to, I think, make you happy after the bad news of talking about traffic?
Time. We never have enough. Yes, go ahead.
Redskins are going to open the parking lots 8 hours early for the Thanksgiving game. I love this. Think about all the Thanksgiving dinners that are going to be had at FedEx Field.
Tell me on that why that's good.
Okay, I'll give you this. I'm going to the game. I get to have a Thanksgiving meal now.
How?
Very simply. Because you're going to fry a turkey in the parking lot. What do you mean, how? You're going to tailgate your Thanksgiving dinner. You're going to make your potatoes and all the stuff you need right there at the parking lot.
Don't you need, like, ovens and stovetops for those things?
I don't think you do. I think you can cook a lot of things on flames in a parking lot.
Parking lot flames?
Yeah, why not? You can bake potatoes and do big blocks of meat, and you can fry a turkey.
I feel like you can grill stuff, and that's kind of what you're doing. You're going to grill potatoes?
No, but you could cook baked potatoes, like, on a grill.
I guess get the boiling water, maybe, if you wanted to. Yeah, okay.
I think you could do that.
This is the time where you just call up Tailgate Ted, and you just say, I'm coming.
That's a good point. You think Tailgate Ted's not going to have a five-star Thanksgiving meal that night?
You got to give you a Bob Henley, just send you.
This is from the Washington Post. Redskins announced some of their plans for the first-ever Thanksgiving game this coming week. I guess it's now. We're under 2 weeks away. The team also referred to the game in its news release as Thanksgiving game presented by Loudoun County Economic Development. So they've sold the game, by the way, which is really funny.
Do you get to do that?
I guess they do. It's really funny.
I'm glad they're making
FedEx's
money.
Parking lots are going to open at noon, 8 hours before they scheduled 8:30 p.m. kickoff.
Time. You'll have enough that day, won't you?
Organization will set several large HD video boards throughout the parking lot so that you can watch the earlier game at noon, Vikings-Lions, and then the 4 o'clock Chargers-Cowboys game. Complain about that, Danny.
I guess I had no complaints there.
You got a big complaint about being able to watch football with your friends?
No, only thing I thought of is it's a great chance for all the Giants fans to get comfortable. That's what I could think
of.
The
team says it will host an exclusive private party for season ticket holders inside the Bud Light Party Pavilion.
That's good.
Which is going to feature a performance by a band I've never heard of. You can debate whether this is better or worse than debating politics with your uncle at Thanksgiving dinner. Good zing by our buddy Dan Steinberg.
Nice job.
The point is, 8 hours early, you are going to be able to show up in the parking lot and cook your food. So instead of not being able to eat Thanksgiving and going to the game potentially, you're going to be able to do both. What we're doing is we're going to eat at noon. We're going to leave at about 1. We're going to get to the parking lot by about 3, and then we're going to fry a turkey in the parking lot. and eat it again.
That's pretty great. Who's the we? Thanks. So, like, is the we whole, is all the Paulsons
me
are going?
And, the Paulsons will not. This is me and the fiance and her family that have season tickets.
Nice, dude. That's a pretty good day. I'll tell you that.
It's a great day.
Here's the beauty.
Football, family, fun. There's another F here. Food.
Food.
Yeah.
The beauty of it is having a finite sort of thing for us and our thing, where it's like the Redskins are on at a certain time, which means everything has to be kind of centered around that.
Yeah.
And there's also no extra obligation. Like, I'd love to stay. I can't. I got to go watch the Redskins game.
Gotta
for
watch
you,
the
you're
game.
Like, I'd love to stay and talk about politics and your theories about how to fix fill in the blank. And it's a great theory, and I'd love to subscribe to what you're talking about. I got to go to the Redskins game. That's good for you. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think I just say, hey, you guys want to come? Let's do this.
Mm.
Mom, dad, brother, sister, mm-hmm. Baggett, you want in? Let's go. This is how it works. I think that's the play.
That is the play.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Thanksgiving at FedEx Field will be a treat. But before then, the Redskins play the Saints. So we'll focus back in on that.
That's right. That's right.
Tomorrow. If you missed our Around the NFL or Redskins segments with Nate Davis or Chris Russell, go to grantanddanny.com/audio.
For Grant, Brandon, Thom, I'm Danny. CDVTW is up next. The best Carlos Beltran memories. Call anytime at 800-636-1067 during Chad's show in honor of Beltran's retirement.
Chad's going to tell his Beltran story?
He's got three great ones. I wonder which one he'll lead with. Anytime during the show you want to talk Carlos Beltran and great switch hitters that are in the Hall of Fame, call Chad up. He'll do it.
Let's go to the UMSO news desk. Dar, who got booted off the island? Who got immunity on Redskin Survivor?
Rashad Breland voted off, and DJ Swearinger almost unanimously, sorry, Danny, gets immunity next week.
And boom goes the dynamite. Pass. See you later, Rashad. Grant and Danny saying so long.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.